Welcome back to Raiders Training Camp Live. Hall of Famer James Lofton, kind enough to join us. And great to see you out here. You're always trying to get back here. You have a great broadcast team and a great broadcast schedule throughout the year. But to come back for this alumni weekend, what does it mean to you?
Well, this is pretty special. A lot of the teams around the NFL are starting to do something similar to this. But to invite the guys back for an extended stay, we're here two nights. We get to hang out with each other. We get to mingle with the players just a little bit. And so from my standpoint, it's great to see the team, great to see them with your eyes as opposed to, you know, reading about them or listening to them.
What was it like addressing the team last night? That must have been special.
It's always interesting when you're talking to 90 guys who are competing for spots on the team. You want to give them a little bit of wisdom and insight, but really the NFL has put out a media video, so to speak, that tells them and outlines how to deal with the media, some do's and don'ts. And so I kind of just followed that up with some personal experiences and, you know, a humorous story or two.
What was your first training camp like for the Raiders? First memories of that?
My first training camp with the Raiders, 1987, we were in a collective bargaining year. So we ended up going out on strike later. Well, actually, yeah, that year. And so that kind of threw us off. But training camp, you're getting to know the players. You're getting to find out who the quarterback's going to be. I remember working with Rusty Hildreth and Mark Wilson. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get that timing down. And all eyes are always on you when you're the new guy. And so I was the new guy on the offense at that training camp.
Now, as a color analyst who works games every week, you look at Carr, and now they bring in a wide receiver who's supposed to be a difference maker in Amari Cooper. You get a chance to see him today. What impresses you? Is it the size coming from Alabama, the big games, the clutch games he's had in the past?
Well, you're right. When you watched him at Alabama, he did everything that they asked of him and more. And the opposing defenses knew that this was the one guy that they had to stop. They couldn't. When I watch him, he does the little things. He sticks his foot in the ground. He separates. He has a nice feel for routes. The depth always seems to be correct. But it's just the first day,
yeah.
And you need to get that game chemistry. So first couple preseason games will be important. Even learning how to play on a baseball infield is going to be something that's going to be new for him also.
Now, Michael Crabtree comes in here, and he's on a one-year deal, and he obviously has to step up. He's
on a one-year deal,
That's what you would say. No doubt. Yeah. Well, in your Hall of Fame career, you had a little breathing room through the mid part of your career. But you look at him now, the pressure on him to step up and play big. Do you think he's up for the challenge?
Well, I think for a veteran player, for a rookie player, how do I get better today? And I know that sounds so corny, but I can only concern myself with what I can control. Coaches will talk to players about that all the time. It's up to the player to take that into account and not let all the extraneous things get in the way of trying to be a good football player, not worrying about next year's contract, about what's going to happen in October. Worry about what you can function on today.
Hall of Famer James Lofton joins us. What I think is interesting, James, is a couple of guys who moved down in the depth chart who are coming back to camp now, seeing Cooper ahead of them in Crabtree. What's that like? You had to compete in the beginning of your career, at the end of your career. What's the focus for a guy who knows that maybe I was the two receiver, now I'm three or four?
Well, when I was coaching my receivers, I said, the ball doesn't know who the two, three, and four receivers are. When it's your chance to step up and make a play, make it. And the other thing, you're not competing against the other receivers. You're competing against the defense.
Right.
The moment you start looking at, oh, they threw Amari seven passes, they only threw me three, then you're not focused in on your job. So really, focus in on what you're doing, defeat the defense, and let the coaches make the decisions.
What's your relationship like with Mark Davis, from Al Davis now to Mark Davis, and what Mark's trying to do to keep alumni like you engaged with a lot of stuff happening around the organization?
This is great. When the Raiders had the celebration of Al's life after he passed away, one of the things that Mark talked about is family, and this Raider organization being a family, and they really, really do make you feel like that. You know, I played here 2 years, but I like to extend it more than that. I was here for four training camps. I was here 87, 88, 89, came back in 93. Mm-hmm. Then I got a chance to coach here. Then I'm off the coaching staff. Then I worked in personnel. So I got to wear a lot of hats around this organization, got to spend more time than I did on the football field. So there's a part of me that really loves this organization, and you look at it and you want it to succeed, and I think that's what all the alumni are just waiting for the Raiders to come back.
Now, as a broadcaster, you've been starting ahead of time, researching all the games you're going to be calling this year. So you get a chance, obviously, to come here and spend some time with alumni and friends, but you're obviously keeping an eye on this. How do you keep an eye on all the other teams around the league? Or do you go on a training camp tour?
Well, no, I don't go on a training camp tour. I do have the luxury when I'm working the Sunday night games there are so many different packages that you can subscribe to where you can watch the games online and watch get the good video. So you know what's going to happen in a lot of these games. But this AFC West, there's going to be a shift at one point.
Yeah.
At one point, Peyton Manning's going to not be the Peyton Manning of 5 or 6 years ago. Phillip Rivers may falter a little bit. Alex Smith. And who's the rising quarterback?
You
look at a second-year guy, Derek Carr, and the faster that he goes up that hill, he's going to take the rest of the team along with him.
And the division has gone through Peyton Manning the last couple of years.
Exactly.
I think the goal is to take care of business in the division. A lot of people are talking about Cincinnati, Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, those first four games. But once we get into division play, win those games in the division and start to turn the corner that way.
Certainly. When you look at trying to win the division, you look at those other six ball games, you're trying to find out a way, how can I go 6-5-1? How can I go 6-0? But when you do look at your schedule, you try not to look way down the line. And you don't look at who you have to play. You need to get the attitude of they have to play us. So when you have your first two ball games at home, those two teams that are coming in here, Cincinnati, Baltimore, sure, they're playoff caliber teams, but they have to play us. And I think that the Raider fans will help the team out in those early ball games playing at home.
Always a privilege talking to you.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.